This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new survey is out. It asks people if they have been feeling more positive or more negative as they age. And overwhelmingly, people feel more positive as they age.
Well, clearly not asking people that are on social media. Because I feel like social media is just full, a cesspool of negativity.
So then they wanted to dive a little deeper into the negativity. And they found that of those who said they're feeling more negative as they age, they feel more sour beginning at the age of 42. 42. That's the negativity switch year.
That's when I started hating everybody.
Sarah, you're almost 42. How are you feeling?
No, I'm not.
Look how negative she said.
I know. She just gets really negative real quick.
Ever since she turned the corner on the 40s, been such an angry person.
Sarah, I think that Steve Miggs is still closer to 42 than you are, so.
That's right.
Just the other direction.
I think Steve and Danny both want to get punched today.
Yeah, you better be quiet there, Tipsy Taryn.
So people were asked what they felt most irritated about recently, and here are some of the top answers.
Oh, I'm curious to see if we get negative about these as well.
No.
Grocery prices.
Yeah, if my wife tells me about them, I think it's best that she doesn't. Because sometimes she'll come home and she's like, I was able to keep it under $300. I'm like, wait, we're above $200 now? When did that happen?
Have you seen the prices of potato chips these days?
A bag
of Doritos is like $6 for one bag.
And most of that is air.
Yes.
I dropped about $10 on a jar of marinara sauce yesterday.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, granted, it said Brooklyn in the title, and I spent a little extra because it said Brooklyn in the title. My wife said, did you buy this jar of pasta sauce because it has Brooklyn in the title? I'm like, yes.
You just got to lower your standards, man. I bought some marinara for 99 cents the other day.
Mm. What brand was this? Safeway Select?
Probably. I have no idea, but it was delicious.
Are you sure it was marinara sauce and it was just watered down ketchup?
That's probably what it was. And you can also fix the Brooklyn thing. You just get a Sharpie, shred it there.
That's fair.
Maybe double check the expiration date. I don't know.
You know, I ain't gonna lie, it was delicious though. Right, because it's from Brooklyn. Like, everything from Brooklyn's delicious.
Do you feel negative about crowds?
Depends
on the heels
on the
of a
crowd.
Pearl Jam concert.
You know, honestly, I do get a little anxiety going to places where there's like a large number of people, like concerts, because I'm like, oh, it's going to get overwhelming. I did not feel that yesterday. I think there's just a certain vibe of all of us being Pearl Jam fans and we're just so excited to be there. And it was like almost like a lot of high fives, like people you haven't seen in forever and just like the excitement of being there to see this band like that. I didn't get that yesterday at all.
Yes, I agree. What about tipping culture?
Yes. Because I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to tip and what I'm not supposed to tip. Because I feel like every single thing you purchase gives you an option. Like last night, for example, bought a T-shirt. They turn around the thing so I can sign it. And it has a button. How much do you want to tip?
Yeah.
And of course I do because I don't know what the hell else to do. Like, I mean, I'm bad with my money. So I'm like, and the person's always very appreciative. And I'm thinking they are busting their tail back there selling the merch. I mean, how is that any different than someone busting their tail at a restaurant? Like, why do we determine a person serving his food at a restaurant's better and deserving of a tip as opposed to someone who's like sifting through T-shirts and stuff? But it's still annoying.
Okay, I have a question about tip culture.
Okay.
When you pick up takeout, do you tip the same amount that you would if they were serving you?
100%. I don't tip 100%. I tip 20% no matter what. But if I'm somewhere where the service is even better than like my minimum, then of course I'm going to up it. I wouldn't do that with takeout.
What percentage did you do for your t-shirt last night?
Whatever the highest was. I think it was 18%.
Yeah.
I know. I'm a sucker.
Here's the thing, though.
I probably could have given a 10% tip, and the lady would have been very appreciative of it, but I'm just like, I'll hit the big button.
I always think about it in places like the big venues, like, you know, the Live Nation venues or, like, the Climate Pledges. Like, I'm always like, I justify it in my mind of, like, the merch people are hired by Climate Pledge, so I'll tip, like, probably lower on those ones. But like if you go to a show like in the they're touring with the band, yeah. I always give them a tip because at that point they're just like the band. They're on tour. They're just not getting paid what the band's getting
they're
paid.
Getting crammed in that van with those stinky bandmates.
Exactly.
And they're stuck in a hotel room with them. They're doing just as much. They're probably working even harder. They're probably the ones that are loading the gear as well after the shows. Exactly. Yeah, I don't blame you for tipping them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.